two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Welcome to Friday, the 25th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 57 degrees.
Got a crash on I-15 in Murray. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this hour with a developing story along the I-215 West Belt, where a woman has died after she was hit by multiple cars on the freeway.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the very latest on the investigation. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a lot of unanswered questions remain with this fatal auto-pedestrian crash that happened on I-215 near 38th South. Utah Highway Patrol says they first started receiving calls at about 12:30 overnight that someone was walking on the highway and was hit by multiple vehicles. Now, why the woman was walking around on foot is still a bit of a mystery.
That's still under investigation. Again, that's why we're treating it as a crime scene. Just based on the circumstances of her being on the freeway and trying to figure out who she is and where she came from.
Trooper Chris Bishop with UHP says a portion of the highway was shut down as their investigation continues. That's over near 47th South, but it has since reopened. According to him, all the drivers involved stayed at the scene, and they have been cooperating with investigators to this point. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The search continues this hour for a missing boy in West Valley City. Police say 11-year-old Jackson Allen was last seen near Bingham High School around 6 o'clock last night. He's described as white, about 5 feet tall, with brown hair, and was wearing black pants and a black hoodie with gray and white sleeves.
A police standoff involving a couple who owe about $1 million in back taxes has ended with their arrest. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Utah County Sergeant Spencer Cannon says the man, Paul Kenneth Cromar, was in a long-term situation with the federal government after going years without paying taxes. A court issued his house in a Cedar Hills neighborhood be seized, but Cromar and his wife had been squatting there for roughly 8 months while the legal proceedings continued.
There are some assertions by Mr. Cromar that he had not been afforded his right to due process in the courts.
A standoff ended peacefully. No one was hurt. Cromar and his wife were arrested without incident. A press briefing by sheriff's deputies was interrupted by a noisy crowd in support of Cromar. Cannon says a few from that crowd were detained but were expected to be released. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year.
A dinner held by the Alta High School cheer squad is drawing criticism because those attending were not following COVID-19 guidelines, and it took place after the school had been closed because of an outbreak.
I'm involved with choir and debate, and I haven't been able to meet with debate at all, and we can't even take off our masks to sing.
Video from the event shows participants were not wearing masks and were not social distancing. District officials say they will be talking with the adults involved.
Some teachers in the Davis School District are rallying against the new back-to-school schedule. Details now from KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Elementary school students in the Davis School District are going back to in-person classes 4 days a week on Monday. But ninth grade teacher Jennifer Baker worries about her friends because kids often come to school sick during flu season, and the class sizes in Davis are large.
With that many more students in a room at the same time, the more viral load that our staff is exposed to. And our students, of course, obviously, too, even though, you know, elementary kids tend to have milder symptoms.
However, the school board voted for the back-to-school plan this week because there have been very few coronavirus outbreaks in Utah elementary schools. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Justice Ginsburg makes her final visit to the Capitol. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the first woman and first Jewish person to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol had just arrived. The casket of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was placed in the statuary hall moments ago. Now, others have lay in honor there, but lying in state involves an official government designation with use of the Abraham Lincoln casket pedestal or catafalque. Justice Ginsburg died 1 week ago at age 97. Burial and a private ceremony held next week at Arlington National Cemetery. The Kentucky lawmaker who authored a bill to ban no-knock warrants was among two dozen arrested in Louisville last night during smaller demonstrations. Some took refuge in a church where the minister tells KTNV,
"We tired of the police killing us. Point blank period."
Representative Attica Scott, that's Attica Scott, faces writing charges. Her bill came in the wake of the Breonna Taylor killing. President Trump brought a campaign message of law and order to Florida yesterday.
They lay down their lives for people they never met. They're incredible. Law enforcement, let's give them a hand, please.
Democrat Joe Biden also expressing support for law enforcement as well as backing police reform. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. We're looking at one more day of smoky skies as a cold front moving into the Wasatch Front stirs things up.
Folks who have been wanting a fall weather will really get to enjoy it for this weekend. It's one more warm day here as the breezes pick up and a front moves in. We get more sunshine, but it'll be a north breeze tomorrow and quite a bit cooler. So we're looking for a temperature drop of more than 10 degrees, at least as far as the high temperature goes. And then those morning lows are going to dip back into the 50s.
Grant says our high temperatures aren't expected to get back to the 80s until at least Wednesday.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.